This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. I know many have already bought tomato plants at their favorite garden center, but in Zone 4, the optimum time for planting tomatoes and peppers, warm season veggies, is coming up this weekend. They like the soil warm. They grow much healthier. If you started tomatoes indoors, it's time to begin the hardening off process if you haven't already. You need to take your seedlings outdoors for a few hours at a time. Start them out in a shady area with a little wind, then begin to set them out in the sun and breeze for longer periods. Think of this as bodybuilder training. It really helps to strengthen their stems and acclimatize them so they aren't shocked when you shove their tender roots in the ground and leave them alone. Well, sort of. You still have to weed, water, and watch for pests. A parent's job is never done. When planting your tomatoes, this is one of those plants who will not argue with you if you plant it deep. Tomato plants will start growing roots from any point that touches the soil. In fact, many folks plant them quite deep. This leads to a more sturdy plant. I have a video from a show I did with a tomato expert. He grows dozens of varieties. He starts from seed, and he has some tried and true methods of planting, including using fish heads and bone meal. Check it out on GardenBite.com. You may find this little fact interesting. Many moons ago, tomatoes were called love apples and were thought to be poisonous, so they were grown only for their ornamental value. Now the tomato is usually the first vegetable folks talk about when planning out a vegetable garden. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water and the plants. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.